I want to first start by saying I am so excited for tonight. I'm so excited for this week. As a lot of you guys know, this is my first Holy Week with you guys, so I'm experiencing a lot of this for the first time with some of you maybe. And I'm just so excited to be here. There's something about it. The songs that Jordan picked for us today, I feel like just the music itself is preaching a better sermon than me or Pastor Matt could ever preach. We're really, really blessed to be here. And as I've been preparing and thinking about this week, Holy Week, right? It's kind of like the Super Bowl of the of Church Week, right? I've been thinking about how we Christians, we like to look back, don't we? We do a lot of looking back, a lot of remembering, right? This whole week, we're retelling stories that we've heard all the time, right? We look back at particular moments in history where God did something. We do a lot of remembering. And maybe some people would say that we're outdated, or we spend too much time living in the past or something. But we look back at real events in history, things that God really did, so that we would have eyes to see what God is really doing right here, right now, tonight. I'll say that again. We look back. We remember. We retell. So that we would have eyes to see what God is really up to right here, right now, tonight. We read two different stories about two different meals that God instituted for his people, right? The first one's way back in Exodus, where God institutes the meal of the Passover. And we've talked about this time in Israel's history, it feels like a lot, where Israel is slaves in Egypt, right? Slaves to Pharaoh. And God calls Moses and Aaron to be his spokesman to go up to Pharaoh and say, "Hey, Pharaoh, let my people go." But Pharaoh's heart is hardened and Pharaoh says, "Nuh-uh." And so God sends these plagues. He turns the Nile into blood. He sends a bunch of frogs and flies and locusts. The people have boils and sores growing on their arms. And after all these plagues, Pharaoh still won't let his people go. So, with one last final act, God is going to send his final plague of death. And he's going to allow death to just go over the entire land of Egypt, all the people, including the Israelites, his own. He's going to allow death to take with it the firstborn son of every household. Unless that household celebrates this meal. Go find a lamb or a sheep or a goat. Go find a perfect sacrifice. Spill its blood. Shed the blood over the top of your doorpost. And then eat and drink. Partake in this meal. And when death comes, death will see your sacrifice, and death will pass over. So the morning after the very first Passover, Egypt is in chaos because none of the Egyptians did it. And death came. So finally, Pharaoh lets his people go, lets God's people go, right? He eventually chases after them, and they pass through the sea on dry land, and Pharaoh's army is swept away in the water, but eventually God's people are set free, and God shows that he's the God who sets slaves free. He's the God over wickedness and evil, and he's the God over death itself. And every generation after that, every year, God's people would look back And they would celebrate this meal. They would find that perfect sacrifice. They would spill its blood. They would come together and eat and drink, all looking back, remembering something that God did, reminding themselves of their current identity, that they belong to that same God. The God who sets slaves free. The God who conquers evil. The God over death itself. Now, you and I, we are about to celebrate a meal tonight. We're going to celebrate a particular meal that a lot of us have partaken in several times throughout our lives. And as we do, as we eat and drink, we are going to remember. We're going to remember a particular time in history. On the night when God incarnate was betrayed. And he gathers up his 12 disciples in this upper room. And they start to celebrate the Passover meal together, looking back at what God had done. But somewhere throughout the meal, Jesus kind of just brings it to a screeching halt. And he starts to tell them, you know, guys, for the last thousands and thousands of years, our people have been celebrating this Passover meal. They've been going out and finding perfect sacrifices. They've been spilling blood. They've been looking back and remembering a God who sets slaves free, who conquers evil, who's victorious over death itself. And all that time, your people have been waiting for me. Because I am the God who sets the slaves free and defeats what's evil and is victorious over death itself. I'm going to be your sacrifice. You no longer have to go find out a perfect lamb or a perfect sheep and spill its blood. I'm going to spill my blood. And from here on out, every time you guys partake in this meal, and for every generation of Christians after you that celebrates this meal, you're going to look back and they will remember this day, but they won't just be remembering. I'm going to be there, Jesus says. Even 2,000 years from now, I'm going to be there. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for your forgiveness. You guys, as we prepare to receive the bread and the wine, we're not just looking back and remembering something that happened at some particular time in history. We're acknowledging that God is actually here, still working. That God is here setting us free. That God is here conquering evil. That God is here giving us victory over death with his risen body and his risen blood. Given for us. And so that's what we're going to do all week. We're going to be looking back. We're going to be retelling. We're going to be remembering things that really, truly happened. But as we do, we have eyes to see that God is truly here. And that God is still forgiving our sins. He's still strengthening our faith. He's still pouring out his blood for our forgiveness here and now tonight. Let me pray. Oh Lord God, as we prepare to eat this meal. Give us hearts to acknowledge how unworthy we are to approach your altar. And Lord, despite the ways that we fall short, that we forget you and don't acknowledge you, Lord, you still accept us as your people. And you still give to us all of yourself, your body and your blood, so that we might know you, so that we might be strengthened by you. As we remember the story, or give us eyes to see you here tonight at work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.